Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Roddy Jones, former Georgia Tech star, of course, ACC and ESPN national college football analyst, and a proud Yellow Jacket after that win at Pittsburgh this week. Hey, Roddy, what up?
Roddy!
Morning, guys. How are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Roddy, let me take you through my train of thought. Great job doing the broadcast, by the way. But
appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I'm watching the game, right, and I'm like, these the same cats that I saw like a week ago. Like, the defense is always like, I've always said Georgia Tech can play some good defense. They just didn't get the offensive help they wanted. What did Coach do different? What did Coach Key do different that had the team play the way that they did?
To be honest, Hugh, I think you did a great job of just having them focus on the little things. And I think it was evident in special teams the most, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the defense certainly played hard. The offense still has issues, but Pitt's also a good defense, and they did enough at the end. But I think it was all about the little things. Like, hey, on punt, we're not going to send motions. We're not going to have multiple formations. We're going to get – and not a tight NFL punt formation, but basically the college equivalent of it. Mm-hmm. We're going to one-step every punt, and we're going to make sure that the punt gets off. From a field goal kicking standpoint, we're going to switch the kicker to a guy that we think can make them, and he made 4 of them, Gavin Stewart did. So I thought it was most evident in those things. And then the thing that Pitt did, Georgia Tech made enough mistakes early to cost them the game, to be honest with you. There should have been 3 interceptions, all that stuff. But the thing Pitt did is let Georgia Tech hang around and start to believe that all the stuff that Brent Key was preaching was possible. And to Brent Key's credit, the stuff that he was preaching was indeed possible, and those guys just needed a reason to believe. And the longer the game went and it was close, I think you could tell those guys started to believe. The third down play where I can't remember who the running back was. I think it was Hassan Hall. It stopped short. And the entire offensive line pushes him 8 yards past the first down. I'm not saying that that's something that Brent Key coached and Jeff Collins didn't, but it's something we definitely didn't see under Jeff Collins that mm-hmm. we did see under Brent Key that just shows the effort. So I think those guys are just bought in, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fundamentals of how Brent Key started his tenure on Monday by saying, hey, look, guys, there is discipline for these things. Their expectations for these things, let's go out and play hard and simplify stuff. And they did that.
You know, Roddy, I got to ask you, I know it's a small sampling size, but you talk about the magnitude of that win. I think that was the first time that they beat a ranked opponent in a long time.
And 2016.
Yeah. And for them to come out and play the way that they did in a hostile environment, small sample size, I know. But as an alumni, do you have to consider Coach Key possibly being the head coach for Georgia Tech?
I think you always have to consider the interim for a few reasons. The primary one being he already knows the place. So that's one less thing that you have to learn. And if Brent Key continues to win games, I'm not saying he has to make a bowl game, but if he continues to win games, he will have to be strongly considered because of how the team responded to him. And honestly, he's got the bona fides. Like, this is a guy that his coaching career was molded under George O'Leary and Nick Saban.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a substance and an organization and a discipline to anybody who comes from that tree in the way they run the program. So, yeah, I think you have to consider him. A lot of it's going to depend on, hey, what's your vision for the program? How do you intend on building this thing? all of that stuff. But yeah, if he continues to win, I think you always have to consider the interim, because the most successful interim to head coach move of all time is right up the road at Clemson. So yeah, I think it has to be considered.
Talking with Roddy Jones, ACC analyst, former Tech running back, called the Tech pick game with Wes over the weekend. All right, before anybody spits their coffee, all right, Roddy, I just want to look at this. Georgia Tech is hosting Duke this week. If they beat the Blue Devils, look at the Coastal. North Carolina, flaws. Virginia Tech, flaws. Miami, flaws. You just beat Pittsburgh. Virginia's got flaws. You beat Duke. Georgia Tech's in the running. Roddy, they're in the running.
Yeah, you're completely right, John. Now, Duke, it's easy to look at Duke and for Tech fans to say, hey, we just beat Pitt, we should beat Duke. Duke is playing a much more fun style of football than Pittsburgh is, and that offense is really good. Two of those teams that you just mentioned, Duke and North Carolina, are among the top 10 teams in the country in offensive efficiency against Power 5 or against FBS opponents. So it's going to be tough. Like, you're going to have to score against those two squads. Duke has a lot of skill on the perimeter, as North Carolina does, and a quarterback that's athletic and is playing really well. But yeah, like, look, you mentioned Carolina's flaws. Their flaws are on defense. Their offense is fantastic. That one's going to be a tough one. But like Virginia and Virginia Tech can't score, and neither can Virginia, because their offensive line is tough and they're having struggles at the quarterback position. Miami, you mentioned, just lost to Middle Tennessee State. Now, Miami's a talented team, and if they put it together, it's going to be a tough game. But again, it's a team that lost the Middle. The thing for Georgia Tech, as always, is you got Clemson from the other side early on. It's the wrong year to have Florida State coming to you because they're good this year. But yeah, I think Georgia Tech should look up at its schedule. Well, maybe not the team, but the fans could look up at the schedule and say, hey, look, there are other wins on this schedule, and multiple, not just one, because of the place that especially Virginia and Virginia Tech are. And then if you can get one of the ones that you're going to be a larger underdog, then sure, you can dare to dream that at the end of November you're playing meaningful football.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying you're in the map. Not making any predictions. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you are exactly right. Like, Duke's at the top of the Coastal right now,
right?
And they look good.
By the way, you could be a loaded first place. Who knows? I mean,
yeah, very well could.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be interesting. Suddenly it got interesting. Let's put it that way here. All right, let's take a kind of larger look at the land here. You mentioned Florida State's having a better year. Are we to buy in Syracuse as a 5-0 team?
I buy Syracuse as a good team. I do not buy Syracuse as a top 25 team. I think this is a Syracuse team that did what they needed to do at the time they needed to do it. They've got a really tough schedule. They played Purdue earlier in the year. They get Notre Dame later on. But Syracuse is off this week. Their last seven games are ranked NC State, at Clemson, Notre Dame, at Pittsburgh, ranked Florida State, now not, at Wake Forest, at Boston College. That six-game stretch, NC State through Wake Forest, is about as tough as anybody has in the league this year. Say what you want about the way Notre Dame started. They're rounding into form. Say what you want about what you saw from Pittsburgh. That defense is still really good. So it's a tough stretch. So I think Syracuse ends up as like a 6 or 7 win team, despite being 5-0 right now. But they're still a pretty good team. They've got some offensive issues that have peaked their head up at times. They haven't been able to get Sean Tucker going until the Wagner game, where he had 230 on 23 carries. But they're a good defensive team that has some tools on offense. So in terms of top 25 team, they won't last long there. They'll be in for one more week, and then they'll probably get beat next week against NC State.
You know, I got a question for you, because we were talking about this morning, Louisville and Scott Satterfield. Do you look at him as a coach that is potentially on the hot seat?
Yeah, I think you have to. The flirtation with South Carolina a few years ago did not buy him good favor with the fans. They've got a new athletic director up there. They are not playing well offensively, it seems like, and Malik Cunningham doesn't put them on his back. They're not going to move the football. That offensive line came back and was supposed to be one of the best in the league this year, and they have not been. They haven't run the ball consistently with a good running back in Tyon Evans, Tennessee transfer. And then the receivers, like outside of Tutu Atwell and Des Fitzpatrick, Scott Satterfield hasn't developed his own receivers. Those two guys he inherited. So I think you have to look at just the brand of football that Louisville's played the last few years and think, yeah, I don't know how tenable it is up there, especially if they continue to lose games like they did the other day where, I mean, that's a Boston College team that really struggled on offense. They moved the ball against Louisville and then silly mistakes cost Louisville at the end. So yeah, I think he's probably the next one in the ACC that you'd have to have your eyes on to see if they're going to make a move.
All right, final question for me for Roddy Jones. Jeff Collins fired during the season. He got frosted. Five coaches now, right? Scott Frost, Jeff Collins, Herm Edwards, and Carl Durrell, and then there was Paul Christ. Paul Christ at Wisconsin, 67-26, 6-1 in bowl games. Now there's chatter about from the media in Des Moines about Kirk Ferentz at Iowa. I get it, you know, and notwithstanding some of the other coaches that are on the hot seat, Drinkwitz at Missouri, Harsin at Auburn, Satterfield at Louisville. I get a sense, Roddy, that there is a mad scramble in this new world with the new television contracts coming under for whatever coaching talent might be out there, and schools are willing to sacrifice long-time solid coaches because they think that they need to take the next step now, and we may get a host of more firings because they're afraid that the best talent long-term is going to be gone.
I think in Wisconsin's case, that is absolutely the case. It felt very much like the move that Georgia made to fire Mark Richt and go get Kirby Smart. Like, you had an alum that you knew was going to get a big-time job at some point, and you wanted it to be at your place. And you had a guy who had tremendous success over time, but ultimately you had to let him go to get sort of the chosen son of your school. Which I think is what's going on at Wisconsin. Paul Christ has Jim Leonard on staff. Jim Leonard turned down the defensive coordinator job for the Green Bay Packers either last offseason or the offseason before. Jim Leonard was going to get a Power 5 head coaching job, probably at a really good school at some point. And you had an opportunity to get rid of Paul Christ. And I hate to say it like that, but he'd lost all three games against Power 5 opponents. They lost to Brett Bielema, who previously took them to Rose Bowls, which was embarrassing, at home in a way that Wisconsin feels like it should play. And you've got Jim Leonard sitting right there. So I think that was a case of opportunity striking. Hey, look, we've got a run here of not great football. The run coming up is very winnable because the Big Ten West doesn't have any world beaters. Let's go ahead and make the move now so that we can get Jim Leonard as interim and then ultimately end up with him as our head coach. That's what it strikes to me. The other ones have like real long-term
right.
issues over time.
Mm-hmm.
So Wisconsin was a little different to me just because I think the opportunity was there to get rid of Paul Christ.
Roddy, as always, we do appreciate that. We look forward to Tech and Duke this week. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, of course, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.